And joining me now is John Arensmeyer, who is the founder and CEO of Small Business Majority. Welcome to Background Briefing, John.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
And, John, you, in many ways, the small business arena is where the rubber meets the road in terms of this arguments for and against the Affordable Care Act. Conservatives have suggested, although opponents have suggested, that this is a burden for small business, and that, and advocates, of course, are saying no. In fact, it's a boon for small business. So give us some clarity here, if you will.
Well, the starting point for all of this is that the previous system was completely unsustainable. Small businesses were seeing double, sometimes triple-digit increases. And the fact that there were pre-existing condition prohibitions to getting coverage meant that people who wanted to start small businesses often couldn't do so if they were worried about not being able to get coverage. So we had a completely unsustainable system that was actually discouraging entrepreneurship. So much about the new law is really, as you say, a boon to small business, and very little is a burden. Unfortunately, there's been so much more heat than light shown on this over the last 4 years that a lot of what's in the law still isn't properly understood, and we're dealing with a lot of confusion out there. I mean, we've been doing scientific polling of small businesses, not just of our members, but of all small businesses for years about health care, and we talk to small businesses every day. We now have a network of 25,000 small businesses of our own and an extended network of 400,000 through our strategic partners. And we find that when they learn what is in the law, they're very happy. They love the fact that there are now competitive marketplaces where they can purchase coverage, where they can pool together, so they have the power of a large business now, and purchase coverage with plans that are competing with each other. They love the fact that the pre-existing condition rules no longer exist. They love the fact that there are tax credits available. And they love the fact that there are cost containment provisions in the law. And, in fact, they're already seeing that the increase in their costs are coming down. So, and what's really a misstated fact is that 96% of all small businesses have under 50 employees. So they have no additional obligation to provide coverage. For businesses over 50 employees, that there is a requirement that they provide coverage. 95% of those already offer. So you have a really small percentage of a small percentage that has an additional requirement that they don't now. For most small businesses, they're just more options. They can still buy on the outside market. They can buy from the marketplaces and pool together. So they are seeing costs coming down. Our biggest battle right now is the confusion out there and the need to educate not only small business owners but also brokers and agents with whom they work about the new law and about the new options.
Well, I recall a number of years ago that the big three in Detroit were starting to move a lot of their plants into Canada because the Canadians have health care, because their health and pension obligations were absolutely crippling. Right. And, you know, many of them went through bankruptcy. So does that argument apply here? In other words, I've never understood why the business community in this country hasn't been all for a form of affordable health for American citizens, because it seems to me if you take that off the table for businessmen, they can get on with their business and not be in the health insurance business.
Well, exactly. I mean, the costs are unsustainable. The fact that businesses have to spend time worrying about these options takes them away, as you say, from running their businesses. And we do have a competitive disadvantage around the world by having much higher health care costs than other countries.
So, well, by the way, let's just pin that down. A lot of the rest of the developed world has 6, 7, 8% of GDP in terms of healthcare costs, right. We're up to 18%.
Right.
So it's really out of whack.
It's a real burden. And we, all the polling we did of small businesses leading up to the passage of the law, they said healthcare was their single biggest problem. The need to provide it for themselves and their families, the desire. Most small businesses want their employees to have health coverage. And the reason we found that they didn't offer it, for those who didn't offer, 86% of them said it was because of cost. So it wasn't because they didn't want to have a good health care for themselves and for their employees. It was simply because of the cost that they couldn't afford it. And so, you know, we had a system that we all can agree was completely unsustainable. And we have a law, while not perfect, that has taken major steps to address cost, coverage, accessibility, remove some of the barriers to entrepreneurship that the previous healthcare system was creating. And look, I mean, the biggest challenge right now is that you're implementing something that's huge. You know, there are a lot of moving parts. There have obviously been some glitches. Not all of the provisions that relate to small business are up and running yet. The federally run exchanges don't have online sign up yet for small businesses. The states that are running them, this has been slow to come on board. So we have, you know, a couple years of work to continue to educate and get people to understand what their options are. But we have seen every step along the way in this process, we've found that small businesses, once they understand what the new options are, once they understand the fact that their costs are going to come down over time, there's been actually a lot of excitement.
So, John Ahrensmeyer, again, the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority, when do you think this will stop being a political football and become a reality?
Well, we're not in the political prognostication business, but I would hope. I mean, we're seeing some signs now that that it's less of one. The U.S. Chamber actually officially said that they no longer are opposing the law. They're more about figuring out how to implement it. I think the reality is in this political cycle, it's still going to be a bit of a political football. I hope that's not the case, but I think it will be. I do think that after the 2014 elections, we're going to be so far into having this law implemented. And I don't think it's going to, and again, we're not in the political prognostication business, I don't think it's going to play out the same way it did in 2010. And I think I'm really hopeful that certainly by next year, we'll all be coming together, Democrats and Republicans, and saying, let's make this work. If we need to make fixes, fine. But let's stop talking about it going away, because it's not going away.
So just in closing, in your discussions with fellow businessmen, small or large, when you said that this has our lack of affordable care in this country and rational health care has been a burden on business and has affected our competitive advantages vis-a-vis our overseas rivals, how does that resonate, that argument? You would think that...
It does resonate. I mean, small business owners are very aware of where they fit into the economic fabric, and we see ourselves as being, you know, we're 50% of the economy. We feel sometimes our voices aren't being heard. And in this area, I mean, small businesses have traditionally paid 18% more for coverage than big businesses. So while, as you completely are correct, this has been a problem for big businesses, it's been a bigger problem for small businesses. And I know the small businesses, we talk to them every day, feel that it's a competitive disadvantage that they have these costs and burdens. So they welcome change, but, you know, because of all of the sort of noise around this, it's been complicated and difficult for them to really fully understand what their options are. And I think we're going to see that dissipate over time as we just move forward, put our heads down, get people educated, get people to understand what they need to do, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today on Background Briefing. John Ahrensmeyer.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
And again, I've been speaking with John Ahrensmeyer, who is the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority.